We've got in line with us, I'm going to call her the greatest bowler in Nick 10 history. I'm going to give it to her the title right now. She's certainly already established that as far as Harlem's concerned. And if you're the best at Harlem, you're pretty much the best of the Nick 10. She's Becca Hagerman, a Harlem bowler who just about 10 days ago broke the national record for a single series when she rolled an 847 series, shattered the national record, I should say. And this is coming off of two state champions now, the last 2 years for the Harlem girls bowling team. And Becca last year was the state individual champ. So first of all, how are you doing this morning, Becca?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too early for you. You're on break, aren't you still?
Yep, we're still on break.
Okay, so I apologize for making you get up. I know what it was like when I was your age, and I didn't want to get up before 9, 10 o'clock on Christmas break. So, tell me a little bit about that game now. It was back on, I believe it was December 20th, when you rolled the 847. Tell me a little bit about the three games, I should say, that series. And kind of, first of all, how'd you feel coming in? Is it any different that you feel like you were going to have a good day, or was there a certain point when things were just really going for you?
It felt like a normal meet. After the second game, so like the beginning of my third game, I felt a little different. And when I started stringing the strikes, I was like, okay, I'm just going to stay in the moment, keep it together, because I knew like if I bowled good, I would shoot an 800, but I never thought I would shoot that big of an 800.
Well, and your games were 267, 290 and 290. So, I mean, you came within a hair of a couple 300s there to go with. So,
yeah.
Were you more focusing on the 800 part of it, or did you know about the record or at any point, or were you thinking about that at any point?
I was just trying to keep, like, bowl the last 290. I was just trying to keep that up. And I knew, like, I was able to shoot an 800, but I didn't think it would be that high, and I had no idea about the national record.
What was your highest series prior to that?
798.
Oh, geez. So you're right on the cusp at one point.
Yeah.
Now, I mentioned, too, the record, and this is what I think, this may be more incredible. I mean, it's incredible that you got the national record. You were the best three-game series in the history of bowling, high school bowling in the United States, which says a lot. That says a ton. But the fact of the matter is, you broke the record by over 40 pins, correct? It's like 48 pins or so?
I think the last national record was 831. So I think it was only like 18 pins.
Oh, okay. I had seen somewhere that the old record was 798, and that's what kind of threw me off, because I thought that's a huge gap. Usually when you break records, you break them by just a little bit, and not such a huge gap. But even 18 pins is a pretty big gap as well.
Yeah.
So anything special that happened? Well, first of all, that day, then, anything special happened while you were bowling in terms of like when you hit the 800? Was there a little celebration, a little jumping around? Did the teammates get all about it? Or when did you find out you broke the national record?
I think after I threw my last shot, you know, one of my friends, Kayla, she came up on the lanes and she gave me a hug. And, of course, I was crying. But she was the one who told me that I broke the national record. And then my coach confirmed it, and I cried even more.
So they were in the background probably on their laptops and phones and stuff trying to figure out what the record is, knowing you were closing in on it. So they were kind of knowing that, right?
They could have. I have no idea.
Now, hey, I want to ask you, when it comes to something like this, maybe it's the same thing with when you, because in that last two games, you're approaching a 300. Is it like a baseball pitcher when they're throwing a no-hitter? Does people stop talking to you, or they try to make things as normal as possible during the course of those last two games?
I think they try and make it as normal as possible, but then when you get to the 10th frame, they're all like, okay, you can do this. Then it's just, everybody goes dead silent in the bowling alley.
Which probably could be twice as loud as that silence, yeah, as if everybody was bowling.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So what's it like when you go out and bowl now? I mean, like, whenever I shoot a good round in golf, I just assume that's going to be my new normal, and I'm always disappointed when I don't repeat it. I mean, if you go out and bowl a 750 now, do you go home thinking, oh, rats, I only had a 750?
I try not to do that, because I know if I put too much pressure on me, then I know I'm not going to bowl good. So I try and just take it a frame at a time and just be myself.
Is there anything specific that you did that day that you could take away, you know, that you, whether it be preparation or the way you deliver the ball or anything like that, or maybe the particular ball you used or whatever, that you could carry over? Or is this just a one-day hot streak and it was the same way you bowled before and you're going to be bowling the same way afterwards?
We actually tweaked my formation. Like my physical game, mm-hmm. We changed my hand position to the side of the ball so that I could stay behind it a bit more. So I feel like that's why I shot so good.
So what have you done since then? Since it's been about 10 days now, has that continued? Have you bowled since, and have you been bowling well?
Yep, I've bowled good.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, you're bowling well. I mean, 225 average this year. You're number one in the conference at 225. I think the next best is around 213. So obviously, what is that? What was your average last year?
230.
Oh, so you're actually down.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an explanation for that? I mean, the difference between 230 and 225, though, I mean, on the grand scheme of things, that's still fantastic. But I mean, I don't know, from your perspective, is this a little bit of a down year then, or how do you look at this?
I think, well, I mean, I'm not even sure how many matches we have left, but I think anything over 200 is good.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So, I mean, yeah, you can't look at 225 as certainly a down, even though if you're coming from 230. What is your situation now as far as your future? You're a senior, correct?
Yep, I'm a senior.
So your college is college future?
I'm going to McKendree University,
Okay. Where
my sister went. So I'm deciding to follow in her footsteps.
All right, and she had much success down there as well. After that, where is the pro women's bowling stand? Is that some kind of is that a goal of yours? Is that something you think you could go for, or do you want to do college and then get on with the rest of your life?
I would definitely love to do the PWBA tour. That would be an awesome. It would just be awesome to do. I'd love to, you know, maybe one day in the future have a title of my own, but that's like way, way, way in the future.
Well, what does it take to get on the PWBA? I mean, I would think right now a 225 average should put you as one of the best bowlers, but I realize there's issues with lane conditions, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm a little behind here on the pro shot and things like that. I don't know if that's changed since, but it's a different animal in the pro tour than it is in the high school tour, but in the pure numbers, the 225 average should carry very well at the pro tour. Am I wrong?
Well, the different lane conditions play a huge factor, so I don't even know how like that would convert over.
Mm-hmm.
It would definitely be farther down, since, you know, I'm less experienced on those lane conditions.
Have you shot? You shot the pro shot though before, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, you haven't. I thought there's been some tournaments. Maybe I'm thinking the boys' side. I thought I'd read or heard that there was some tournaments where they go with that, just to get to give you a sense of what it's like.
I think it is the boys' side.
Okay. Well, as far as this season, now, Harlem 5-0, and again, you guys are two-time defending state champions. How do you think you guys, I mean, 5-0 obviously says a lot, but how do you think you guys are going as a whole, as a team? Is this another team that could pull off another state title?
We have a great team chemistry. You know, I love all the girls on our team, and we interact very well. With that being said, I think we just need to get back in the groove and get our killer instinct back, and we should be, like, perfect. And I think we have another chance to pull off a state champ again.
Was there a consistent, if personality is the right word, but the last two state champions, and is that there this year? Or were the last 2 years totally different teams, and this is a different team and still could win it no matter what the personnel is?
Yeah, no, I think I think they're all a great bunch of girls, and we interact very well together, just like the past two teams, so I think we should be good.
And I think I've talked to you before about that, and I never put that in there. I didn't think that how – I look at bowling so much as an individual sport that incorporates a team – that how well you get along with each other really shouldn't be a factor. It's just how well you do and each individual does. But you've told me before when we talked how important that is, that you get along, and that makes a difference when you're on the lanes.
Oh, it really does. Because, you know, you have people behind you who are supporting you, and when you miss a spare and you come off, and of course you're upset, and they tell you, like, hey, don't worry about it. Keep your head up. Like, we got you. You don't need to worry about it. And that really helps you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My coach, he always says that bowling is 90% mental.
Mm-hmm.
So having your team to support you helps you keep a clear head and makes you more able to make a better shot the next frame.
Well, you've obviously got a lot of support, and you've made some good shots lately. As I said, 225 average, and you've got the national record now. There's not a whole lot for to shoot for except for one more state and one more individual title yet this winter. So, Becca, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we'll probably be talking to you again after you win that title come this February. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care. That's Becca Hagerman, Harlem Bowling Senior. Just broke the national record for three-game series with an 847 series games of 267, 290, 290. Pretty incredible feat.